Welcome to Mind Magic Tapes. This is a self-hypnosis trainer. You will be talked through training on noticing the symptoms of self-hypnosis. The physical symptoms of self-hypnosis will be a lack of voluntary movement. You will tend to remain still or motionless. 2. You will tend to have your jaw relax and your teeth part slightly during this particular exercise. 3. When your eyes are closed and going through this exercise, you will find that your eyelids become heavy and stuck tight, or, in fact, seem to be so relaxed that they do not want to open. 4. You will begin to notice an increase in saliva flow as your body relaxes. And as you go through these physical symptoms, you will be enhancing your relaxation through breathing. Do not play this tape while operating an automobile, or at any time you are not in a secure and safe place where you will not be disturbed. An overview of this process is as follows. You will be taught how to relax in increments by counting backward. You will be taught how to get increased saliva flow through suggestion. You will be taught how to feel your eyelids heavy through suggestion, and how to notice a lack of voluntary movement. The purpose of this tape is to enable you to recognize the symptoms of self-hypnosis so that you know when you are doing it right and you know when in self-hypnosis to begin to suggest to yourself. Example suggestions will be given to help you to notice how to frame suggestions in the first person, how to frame suggestions in the present tense. Let's begin. Now recline in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and roll the eyeballs comfortably upward. Soon, we're going to begin. Settle into a position where you really don't need to move or do anything at all. Good. Now begin by taking a deep breath in and letting it out slowly. Imagine counting from 100 backward in your mind. Begin by counting with me from 100 back and imagine doubling your relaxation with each number you count to yourself. Imagine each number as though it's drifting out of your mind and into an imaginary mist in front of you. Begin. 100. Now watch the number drift away and double your relaxation. 99. Double your relaxation at this time. Watch the number drift away in your imagination. 98. Feel calm and secure. 97. Double your relaxation, still, motionless, calm. 96. Secure, sedated. 95, letting loose of all of your muscles. 94, watch the number drift away. 93, calm. Double your relaxation with each number. 96, letting go. 95, 94. You begin to feel less and less sensation as you double your relaxation. 93. 92. Calm. Secure. Sedated. 91. Now wrap all the rest of the numbers in a package all the numbers down to one. Imagine shoving the entire package out of your mind, up into the mist in front of you. Just get rid of all the numbers now. Watch them disappear into the mist. Very good. Notice the numbers gone now. Begin to feel your breathing rhythmic like the tide. Soon you will begin to notice that you can suggest to yourself that you feel your mouth filling with saliva. As the human body relaxes, you naturally produce more and more saliva. Begin to give yourself the suggestion that you feel the mouth filling, filling, filling with saliva. Soon you will need to swallow. As you feel this sensation, relax even more. Begin to concentrate on the area around your own eyelids now. With the eyelids closed, rolling the eyeballs upward. Relax the eyelids as much as you can. Begin to suggest the eyelids heavy and stuck tight. As you relax more and more, and you become more and more suggestible, you will begin to notice the eyelids heavy and stuck tight. Soon, the harder you tug at the eyelids, the heavier they feel. You will notice the eyebrows move easily and the eyelids heavy and stuck tight. As you learn to feel this sensation, relax even more. If there is an emergency of any kind, you would be able to easily suggest that your eyes open. But for now, notice them heavy and stuck tight. Suggest the harder you tug at the eyelids, the heavier they feel. And notice that you can make this so. And relax even more. Now concentrate on your breathing. Multiply how relaxed you feel with each time that your chest rises and falls. With each time that your chest rises and falls, relax even more, even more. Inhale sedation. And exhale comfort, calm. With each breath you take, relax even more, even more. As you feel your breathing rhythmic like the tide, you begin to enjoy the sedated feeling, calm, feeling less and less physical sensation, as though drifting inside of yourself. Your worries, problems, and difficulties are very distant. With each word you hear, each breath you take, relax. With each word you hear, each breath you take, relax. Soon you will begin to notice that you can suggest that you don't wish to move or do anything. You don't wish to stir. You begin to suggest to yourself now in the first person. I am relaxed, I am calm and comfortable. I feel secure. I allow my mind to stop. I allow myself to accept each suggestion given. Each time I do self-hypnosis, I relax even more. I understand relaxed, secure, and suggestible sensations. Each time I practice self-hypnosis, I relax even more. I understand the suggestions that I give myself, and they become a powerful force enabling me to succeed. In the beginning of each hypnosis exercise, I successfully double my relaxation with each number I count. I successfully am able to put the numbers out of my mind. I am able to suggest physical sensations of producing more saliva and have my body respond to them. I am able to suggest my eyelids feeling heavy and begin to notice my nervous system more suggestible than usual. I am able to maintain my relaxation and hypnosis through my breathing. With each breath I take, I know I relax even more, even more. I am in total control of my self-hypnosis exercises at all times. And if a need arises, I can awaken myself at any moment. I love to do self-hypnosis. I practice it each day, every day, for at least 10 minutes. I understand how hypnosis is supposed to feel. I find it easy to form suggestions in the present. I am secure, calm, and comfortable. I find it easy and effortless to accept each suggestion given. I get my goal. I see my goals close enough to me to compel me toward them. I am able to accept each goal I have and make it real. I guarantee my success through my own actions. I am able to easily see a plan. I am able to easily break the plan down into its logical steps, steps that are small enough that I take them without risk. Now with each breath I take, I relax even more. Now with each breath I take, I relax even more. I imagine myself doubling relaxation with each breath. I am able to relax more with each word I hear, each breath I take, each thought I think. I am able to hold on to the edge of relaxation just before sleep. I know my mind is more accepting of suggestion in this state. Now feel the breath. Hear your breath. Begin to notice the body still. Begin to notice the symptom of a lack of voluntary movement. Begin to notice even the small distractions of before are gone. Notice that you feel less and less sensation. Notice the eyeballs tend to roll up. Begin to notice the eyelids heavy with relaxation. Begin to notice the jaw hanging loose and limp and comfortable. Now each time that you suggest to yourself, each time that you suggest to yourself, you do it in the first person. I am a positive person. You do it in the present. I successfully remain thin and comfortable, healthy and comfortable. I successfully eliminate unwanted behavior. I am a powerful person. The examples you have just heard absolutely show you. They show you how to suggest to yourself in the present. Your mind knows. Your subconscious and conscious mind know that you must believe that you are taking action in the present, that you receive the benefits in a quick and easy manner. They are not far away. When you are suggesting to yourself, you easily and effortlessly suggest in the present. Begin to feel your breathing and hear your breathing. Slow, like the tide, evenly in and out, evenly in and out. As you feel yourself relaxing more with each passing moment, each thought you think, now you are going to use your imagination to picture, feel, or hear yourself reminding you of what your goals are. Imagine sitting in front of a big, movie screen. Close enough that you are almost in the action. Imagine yourself playing a film. See yourself in that film. See yourself in that film. Imagine an outdoor scene. Imagine a lake. The trees next to the water. See. Imagine yourself walking up to the edge of that still, clear water. Imagine looking at the blue surface. Imagine one droplet hitting the glassy surface of that blue water, causing circular ripples. See, imagine whatever your mind can picture of those ripples. Whatever you get is what's right for you. Each time, every time that you use self-hypnosis, you will be able to suggest with words. You will be able to picture yourself doing it. You will be able to step into the action of that movie. You will be able to feel the compelling, excellent reasons to take action. You will be able to duplicate the feelings, sights, smells, tastes, any sense that you need to create real, believable, compelling reasons to take actions on your suggestions. Now begin to relax even more and suggest to yourself, I understand how to suggest things in the present. I understand how to suggest to myself in the first person. I understand how to suggest sights, sounds, feelings. I understand how to put things behind me that I no longer wish to do. I understand how to put negative, unwanted behavior behind me. I understand how to judge behavior as useful or unuseful. Now begin to notice you are still in motionless. Begin to suggest once again that you feel your mouth filling with saliva. Begin to notice your body responding to the suggestion. And as you do, swallow and relax. Now begin to notice the eyelids again heavy with relaxation. Notice how easily the eyebrows move and how heavy the eyelids feel. Begin to notice the tingling or numb sensation of the limbs, the arms and legs, hanging from the body like the parts of a rag doll, loose, comfortable, relaxed. As you notice this sensation, double your relaxation. Soon you begin to notice that your mind can drift, wander. You know that it's normal for your mind to drift and wander as you do hypnosis exercises. You know that hypnosis is instilling belief through suggestion. You understand that in order to believe, you must agree. In order to believe, you must agree. You trust your conscious and subconscious mind to make certain that the suggestions you give are acceptable to you mentally, physically, and spiritually. Your suggestions are a powerful educational tool, enabling you to make decisions, to end internal debates. Whenever you are doing self-hypnosis without this tape, you will easily be able to produce the symptoms of relaxation, of responding literally to suggestion, feeling your body still and motionless. As you relax more and more, now you know that you want to absolutely be excellent at self-hypnosis. You begin to notice that it is easy and effortless. As you relax more you realize that soon I will count from 1 to 5. And as I do, you will become alert, refreshed, awake. In a sense, you will return completely to full awareness. You will speed up your mind, and as you do, you will return to full awareness. If you were doing self-hypnosis without the assistance of this tape, you would end your own session by simply counting up from 1 to 5, suggesting that you are more alert than when you began. As I count from 1 to 5, allow yourself to speed up, more alert, more awake and refreshed. As I count 1, speeding up now, as I count 2, feel yourself beginning to stir, to move. 3, returning to complete and total alertness now, as I count 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, your eyes wide awake, begin to stir. Excellent job. Now, as we review what has just taken place, the words that we use to describe what we've just done are: when the eyelids are heavy and stuck tight, that's called eye catalepsy. When you have increased saliva flow through suggestion, that is a natural symptom of relaxing. You will begin to notice that as you hold still and motionless, you also feel that you do not wish to move even when you're distracted somewhat. Notice that you seem to become more internal, less external, more internal, less external. Begin to notice that as you do the suggestions, that you tend to take them quite literally. If you look at your whites, the scleras of your eyes after a session, you will begin to notice that they seem to be pinkened because of the vasodilation that happens when you relax. These are all excellent signs that you're doing very well. Realize that, in fact, there's no such thing as doing it wrong. But you do want to notice that when you feel the physical symptoms when you suggest them to yourself, that it is a very powerful tool so that you know that you're doing a good job. In fact, Al Krasner, the founder of American Institute of Hypnotherapy and the author of The Wizard Within, calls those particular physical phenomenon convincers, helping you to understand and be convinced that you're responding to suggestion. That is the point of doing hypnosis, to slow down, agree, and believe suggestion in a more useful way, in a less critical way. As you practice this exercise, realize that you will become very good at relaxing yourself, responding to the physical suggestions. As you respond to the physical suggestions, you will find that you are relaxed. When you begin to notice the sensation that you get from using the tapes or working with a hypnotist, as soon as you have those absolute feelings, you can give yourself suggestion. It's a good idea to write the suggestions down before you begin and to basically memorize them. Keep your self-hypnosis to about 10 minutes in duration, no more than 15. When you're working on yourself, 10 to 15 minutes is plenty of time. Realize that you have less resistance to your own suggestions, and allow yourself to do nice, short, comfortable sessions that are in no way boring and don't cut into your regular routine. Because of that, they're easy to do, it's easy to take the time, and you will be more frequent in your practice. Enjoy it.